Southern Illinois' greatest hits, Magic 95.1. Text topic Thursday. We're going to have more from that coming up in just a bit. Well, we'll take a pause on our Thursday to have a great word with Pastor Michael from Cornerstone Church. Good morning.
Good morning, April. Great to be here this morning. And I get to share a little encouraging, maybe a challenging word right out of the Bible for us. Proverbs 27 says, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So friends hurt us. I mean, that's just part of life. We bump around and hurt each other. But this is talking about our words, the words we say to each other. Wounds, so when a friend tells you something and it stings, those can be trusted. Now, an enemy multiplies kisses. They'll tell you what you want to hear, flattery to your face, maybe some other stuff going on behind your back. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses.
You always need somebody there to keep you balanced, to let you know when you're not doing what you need to be doing and tell you all of the truth. So how can we respond to this?
So in that, number one, remember when that friend tells you something and it stings, remember the friendship you have. Remember the trust you have for that person. And then work through the emotions that come when those words stung. And then be aware, when somebody's telling you what you wanted to hear, you might need to question those words. You might need to take a pause and say, okay, is this person really telling me the truth? And then be that friend who genuinely speaks truth, even when you're afraid to, even when you know it's going to hurt your friend. Know that you can be trusted. You're going to share those words. You're going to do it humbly, and you're going to be a great friend.
Now, at Cornerstone, you guys have a friend day coming up, right?
We do. So we're just a week away, so March 26th and 28th, from celebrating friendship. Like, God did not create us to do life on our own. We need people in our lives. And so we're having a weekend where we're celebrating friendship. We're encouraging friends to be great friends. We're looking in the Bible and discovering what is the friendship that God has created for us. We've even added an additional service just to make sure that we don't run out of room as we're inviting our friends to join with us. So we're going to keep you physically safe while we celebrate the people God has placed in your life and the people that we can be in others' lives. We can be friends. Sometimes we hurt each other, and yet we trust each other to speak life into each other's lives. We need good friends.
I've talked to a lot of people. It seems like, especially after COVID, that a lot of people are kind of looking for a home.
Yes.
I would recommend Cornerstone.
Oh, thank you, April.
Check out all the wonderful things that they're doing, not only in the church, but in the community. You guys have a great website, a lot of great online resources. And if they maybe aren't just ready to take that step, they can maybe take in one of the online services.
Absolutely. So cornerstonechurch.community. Join us for an online service. Take a look. Get a look and feel before you show up. And when you're ready, we'd love for you to engage right where you're at.
Wonderful. Pastor Michael, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you.